Thank you. Good morning. The New York City Department of Education is the largest public school system in the U.S. with over 1 million students and over 1,800 schools. And the Bureau of Immunization conducts active varicella surveillance in a subset of 613 schools. One dose of varicella vaccine was required for school entry in 2005, and beginning in the 2014-2015 school year, two doses were required for children who entered kindergarten and sixth grade. This is a rolling requirement that will also apply to first and seventh grade next year until two doses is required for all grades K through 12. Immunization compliance in New York City public schools is high, as 98% of students have documentation of all required vaccines or other evidence of immunity, and only 0.2% have religious exemptions and 0.01% have medical exemptions. Philosophical exemptions are not accepted in New York State. During this outbreak, the school nurse reported cases to the health department and parents were interviewed regarding their child's illness. Medical and immunization records were also reviewed. Cases were identified as persons with clinically compatible illness and diagnosis of varicella by a provider or EpiLink to a provider-confirmed case. And diagnostic testing included PCR performed at CDC and IgM serology at a commercial laboratory. This graph shows the number of outbreak cases by date of rash onset. A total of 16 outbreak cases were confirmed with onsets from October 21st through November 21st, 2014, and cases occurred in all grades, kindergarten through fifth. The first two cases were in siblings who likely acquired varicella from the same unknown source, and 13 cases shown in gray were attendees of the school, including one teacher. And three cases shown in yellow were in two siblings and a parent of cases in students. This table shows disease severity categories based on lesion count by the number of doses of varicella vaccine received. Nine cases were unvaccinated, eight of whom had religious exemptions, and one was not a student but whose parents had also refused vaccine. And 13 cases had mild or mild to moderate disease severity. Three cases had diagnostic testing, two cases were tested for PCR and both were PCR positive, and one case had serologic testing and was IgM positive. To prevent further exposures in the school, all cases were excluded while infectious. Notification letters were sent to all students and staff. And students that were exposed were excluded through the 21-day incubation period if they were unvaccinated or otherwise not in compliance. Follow-up calls to susceptible contacts were conducted to ensure that no one developed rash during the incubation period. And the health department also provided 50 doses of varicella vaccine to the school's school-based health center. This table shows compliance with all immunization requirements among students. Students are considered compliant if they are completely vaccinated with all vaccines required for school entry or had a valid exemption documented. Immunization compliance of 88% at the school was low, and the percent completely vaccinated was only 83% due to the relatively high rate of religious exemptions of almost 5%. And by the end of the outbreak, the compliance and the percent vaccinated remained low, but increased by almost 5 percentage points. This increase was the result of the exclusion of non-compliant students, as well as students providing additional documentation of vaccination. The large number of unvaccinated students at the school due to religious exemptions and noncompliance made this school highly susceptible to an outbreak of varicella. The health department instructed the school to exclude unvaccinated and noncompliant students after the first exposure occurred, but there were delays in the school's implementations of the exclusions. And the health department continued to work closely with the school and the Department of Education to improve compliance rates, which increased to 98% by the end of the year. However, schools with high rates of religious exemptions will continue to be at risk for outbreaks. Thank you.